Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Korva, can you give us the scores?
I sure can. Roy is in the lead with 3 points. Paula and Angela are tied for second place with 2 apiece.
All right, then. We have flipped a coin. Angela has elected to go second, so Paula, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. 19 hostages from South Korea were released by the Taliban in blank.
I don't know. Afghanistan?
Afghanistan, yes. At week's end, firefighters appeared to gain control of deadly blazes that threatened antiquities in blank.
Greece?
Yes. After it was revealed that one Norman Hsu was wanted by California authorities, blank said she would give his campaign donations to charity.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. In a press conference on Monday, blank apologized to the NFL, his coach, his teammates, and his fans.
Michael Vick.
Right. An $84 million porn filter installed on Australia's government computers failed when it was blank.
When it was aroused.
But it was cracked by a 16-year-old boy in about 30 minutes. Hilly Kristal, the founder of the New York punk club Blank, died at age 75.
The New York punk club, I Want to Kill Your Mother.
No. CBGBs.
Yeah.
After being hospitalized for a suicide attempt, actor Blank asked the media for time to heal in private.
Owen, blonde guy from Wedding Crashers.
Owen.
Owen.
He has a brother named Luke.
Skywalker.
Owen Wilson. Two men managed to be arrested on the same charge of blank in the same vehicle at the same time.
Drunk drive.
Exactly right. Harvey Miller and Edwin Marzinki thought they had a foolproof excuse when they were pulled over by police for drunk driving. Miller, who has no legs, admitted sure he was too drunk to drive, but he's just steering. It doesn't really count as driving. And Marzinski was just down on the floor operating the brake and gas pedals. He said the same thing. I'm just pushing these pedals. Police gave them points for creativity, but charged them anyway. Korva, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula got 4 right for 8 more points. She has 10 points and has taken the lead.
All right. Well done. Angela, you're up next. Fill in the blank. 10 years ago Friday, blank died in a car crash in Paris.
No idea.
That it was Princess Di who
died. I get nervous and I blank and I just throw things in my head.
Just be cool. Richard Jewell, the man wrongly linked to bombings during the blanks in Atlanta, died at age 44.
The Olympics.
Exactly right. Although the FTC attempted to block the purchase, Wild Oats Markets was bought out by rival natural foods chain blank.
Whole Foods.
Right. A San Francisco man was arrested after he went to this week's Burning Man Festival and blanked.
Set something on fire.
How about the man? He burned the man,
you
see, 4 days early. The New Jersey teenager who successfully unlocked the blank for use by any phone company traded his prototype in for a sports car.
iPhone.
Right. Roger Ebert denied Disney's claim that because of contract disputes, he had demanded that they stop using his trademark blanks.
Cheese puffs?
His thumbs.
Oh.
Thumb up, thumb down. That's his. London's The Sun newspaper reported that a camper in Surrey awoke to find himself under attack by a blank.
Pass.
A vicious man-eating slug.
Ooh.
We can only speculate that John Wilson must have been asleep for a very, very long time. He was camping on a fishing trip when he woke up to find the vicious, evil slug gnawing at his forehead.
Ooh.
I know, it's kind of gross, but
same
time silly. Wilson, still traumatized by the unprovoked attack, said, quote, it was like something from a horror story. Ooh. Never in my worst nightmares did I dream I would find my forehead being eaten by a slug. Korva, how did Angela do in our quiz?
Well, Angela got 4 right for 8 more points. She has 10 points and is tied with Paula for the lead.
All right.
That was a hard one. Right.
How many, then, does Roy need to bust ahead and win this thing?
He needs 4 answers correct.
All right. Here we go, Roy. Fill in the blank. This is for the game. A panel in Virginia found that communications problems contributed to the magnitude of the shootings this year at blank.
At VMI.
No, it's Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, wow. Yeah.
Workers found forgotten vials believed to contain poisonous gas at the blank in New York.
UN.
Right, a U.S. judge approved the extradition of former Panamanian dictator blank.
Noriega.
To face charges in France. Yes, an index measuring the price of blanks in the U.S. suffered its worst ever decline.
Stock.
No, houses. Price of
houses. Oh, of course, I knew that.
On her 100th birthday, a woman in England celebrated by using one of the candles on her cake to blank.
On her 100th? To light her cigarette.
In fact, her 170,000th cigarette.
Oh.
Apparently ending their supposed feud, David Letterman has agreed to appear on Blank's show in September.
Jay Leno.
No, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
Wayne Newton and Mark Cuban are among the celebrities who will be hoofing it on the next season of blank.
Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly right. Employees at a Walmart in West Bend, Wisconsin, used shopping carts to corral a blank.
To corral a robber.
No, a wayward emu.
Oh, I knew that too.
Myron the emu and his buddies bolted from their pen outside town. While his buddies headed for the nearby pumpkin patch, Myron headed to the local Walmart to pick up a few things. Myron's plan to buy mass-produced goods at everyday low prices was thwarted, however, when employees trapped him with shopping carts and plied him with grapes and apples until his owner arrived. Myron was taken home for some time alone in the pasture and will no longer be allowed to peruse the Sunday newspaper inserts. Corva, did Roy do well enough to win?
Well, Roy needed four to win, Peter. He got four right.
Oh, my gosh.
So with 11 points, Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
Cut it kind of close there.
Yeah, I know. Well, I figured you just won. You didn't want to run up the score. You just wanted to do what you needed to do to take it away. Not humiliate
right,
anybody.
That's right. Because I'm not gay. And
you don't need to prove anything.
No, that's right.